B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1.
Well, two out of three is right.
Good morning.
Roy's here.
I'm here.
Manny's here.
Lauren is on a well-deserved vacation
day.
Our Lauren hasn't taken a trip in I don't know how long. And so I'm so tickled to see that she's finally getting out because I know Lauren.
Do you know what happened? Do you know what's different now than when she left?
No, there's no kids.
Well, there's no kids. So her and Dallas went to the Bahamas alone. But in typical Lauren fashion, and we're going to talk about this normally where we play Can't Beat Lauren. But since you guys are the early people and you might not be around at 7:40, we'll just drop it to you real quick. You have to have a negative test to get back in the country now.
To get back?
Yeah. Within 24 hours. So that's the good news. But she'll have to find a place somewhere today. Because effective midnight this morning.
Does she know this?
I don't know. It just came down.
Oh, Lord. She's going to be screwed.
I was watching the news on Saturday morning, and it came down, and it said, because of, the Omicron, which is the coolest name for a variant. I don't care what anybody says. Is spreading or whatever. I don't know. They just said there's new rules. Effective midnight Monday morning, all travelers to the U.S. will need a negative COVID test within 24 hours. Lauren traveled to Florida during Zika.
Yes, she did.
Traveled to Spain and back during the pandemic.
Yeah,
and now she travels to the Bahamas. And, of course,
there's
something
now a
has
travel restriction.
Yeah, so.
How about this? I'm kind of surprised they weren't already doing that.
I think it was like 48 or something like that. Now they're saying 24 hours. That's the difference. So,
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
In a world where you can just lie.
What?
What's he saying?
That's what he's saying.
In a world where you can just lie. Like, yeah.
Is he being political?
No, I think he's just saying, like, in a world where you lie to me and tell me everything's okay when it's not. Which is like my MO. Like, I
just lie to you?
I tell everybody it's going to be okay when underneath it's just a volcano erupting. I don't know why.
Well, is that why you keep saying this show's great?
But like, we had our so-called Christmas party with clients on Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah.
And our boss was sitting, our big boss, Walter, who is a much tell-it-like-it-is guy. We were having a good time talking to him, and we were like, you need to lie to us more.
Right. I know. He's too real.
Manny, I'm never going to lie to you. The show sucks.
Can you lie a little?
He didn't say the show sucks. He goes, it's not for me. And we go, well, that's how we know it's working.
Can you just lie a little?
Just a little.
I like it when you lie when you get drinking and you tell us how great everything
yes,
is.
Yes, we want that. Anyway, Lauren's out today. She is in the Bahamas back today. Producer Nicole's here. Roy's here. I'm here, Manny. Tons to do today. Let's start with you, Roy. You are out on Friday. Tell us why.
Yes, I had an issue. I've been having an ingrown toenail, and who would have thought it turns into a whole thing if you don't treat it or take care of it?
Everything you do turns into a whole thing.
And so I ended up having emergency surgery on Friday for an ingrown toenail.
Now, it's funny because I was showing you my the thing that I had, the splinter in my thumb.
Yeah.
And then you came over, you go, well, my toe hurts. And we were like, yeah, it's really not about you and your toe.
Right.
Meanwhile, my thumb, without doing anything, is perfectly healed.
Buddy, I still see a divot in your...
It'll go away.
Well, that's what I thought with an ingrown toenail. It'd go away. I thought it'd magically fix itself, and it doesn't. If you don't treat it.
So you had full surgery on Friday?
I wouldn't say full surgery, but it was a very quick, hey,
I mean, like,
let's.
They cut you.
Yeah, they cut me. Yeah, they cut part of my nail out, and they try to clean it out as much as they can. And it was crazy. They put me up in this, what looked like to be a pregnancy chair, and brought in a curtain. And I was like, no, I want to see this.
So how quickly after you went in did they say, we got to take care of this? Like, they knew right away that it was bad news?
Well, there was one person who was concerned because you could tell the infection was spreading up the foot.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we got to make sure it's not bone infection, because if it's bone infection, you got to go to the hospital.
Right.
And it wasn't bone infection. They made sure of that.
Good.
And so they stopped it before it got that bad. But it was like on its way to bone infection.
Nicole, I walked out of the bathroom on Thursday night after we had the check handed to us. By the way, for those of you that might not have heard, on Friday, we raised over $91,000 for Hemby Children's Hospital, thanks to you guys, the amazing Secret Santa donors. But we held the check, took pictures, and then remember we came back in here and had to cut some lines. So I came out of the bathroom, and normally we always leave together. Limpy is heading out, and I'm like, where are you going? And I feel bad for you. You were really limping.
So during our radiothon, I was in so much pain with my foot. And the pain got so bad, I couldn't even put cover, like a sheet, on my toe. And I'm like, this is so weird. Ingrown toenails doesn't feel this way. So I'm casually, by the way, with a friend talking about the surgery. And I'm like, you know, I was like, I felt like it was the 1800s. They were kind of scaring me. Like, you could have died from an ingrown toenail because the infection was spreading. And I was like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
Don't we have modern medicine? Or isn't our bodies built a little better to take care of an ingrown toenail? And then my buddy goes, well, you know, that's how my mom died.
Ah!
And I felt like a total jerk because I was just making fun of it.
Yeah, but that's random and odd that his mom died that way. It's sad. Like, Kanye's mom died from plastic surgery, and so did Joan Rivers. Like, so, odd
ways. Yeah. He's like, they had to chop off her whole foot, and then the whole thing happened with that. But I was like, I felt like so bad after that.
Yeah.
But no, I now don't feel the pain. I could put a shoe on. I'm great.
Good. Not limping anymore?
I am still limping. Oh, okay. It still hurts, but it's better than what it was.
Well, I added to my family over the weekend. I'll give you details on a new family member that came into the Maney house, and it was actually pretty funny. It's already affected my morning, so we'll talk about that. Let's see. Roy doesn't like somebody coming to his house after 9 p.m. Oh, I think that's funny. We can talk about that.
Came last night, 9:13 p.m.
All right. We'll discuss. And then at 7:50 this morning, I don't know. I forget the person's name. They DM'd us. They said that the babysitter shut off the security camera while her and her husband were out. Like, her and her husband hired this babysitter on a recommendation. And she went back. She like went back to check the security camera when they got home to make sure that the kids had brushed their teeth and were like sleeping. And there's like footage missing.
Oh,
yeah. And the sitter actually told her why there's footage missing. So we thought that was interesting. We'll have them on at 7:50 this morning. I forget the person's name. Brand new senseless surveys. I mean, what else do you want from us?
It's a big show, man.
It really is. But we're a big show on a big station. So this is what you get. Let's stop messing around.
Yeah, let's get to entertaining.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren out on vacation. She's back tomorrow. And then the full show will be here right through the Christmas break, which is nice. It'll be fun to be together. So this Taco Bell manager, Roy, quit after 20 years on the job.
Okay.
He's been working at Taco Bell for 20 years, and he is leaving his job. Why do you think he's leaving his job?
Better pay?
He wants to remain anonymous, but he said he's doing it all because of his customers. He claims customers have just gotten too difficult over the past year. He says that things really started getting bad at the start of the pandemic in early 2020. They become more critical and angry with workers in the service industry. Adding that, quote, suddenly people think it's perfectly okay to be intolerant, demand things, and just be unreasonable to employees. And the result, he said, my job is almost unattainable.
Oh.
The manager points out that the fast food industry is basically all he's ever known, having done a 6-year stretch at McDonald's before his 2 decades at Taco Bell. He said that customers would just become so unreasonable and angry. If not, he probably would have continued working there. Part of the problem, he says, that this Taco Bell employee who is leaving after 20 years says that there's advances in technology, like online ordering.
Yeah.
So people treat fast food as their personal catering service, he says, and they have no empathy or understanding for the overwhelmed workers that are making it.
Oh, I think I fall victim to that.
Workers are burned out and stores are understaffed. In just 2 weeks alone, he's had 3 different workers break down and had to leave during their shifts because they had their first panic attacks. And that's when I realized that I've already had about 20 and it's time for me to get out.
Yeah, I would say if any job gives you a panic attack, you should probably leave. If this job gave me a panic attack, I'd get out of here.
Yeah.
No, so on the day of our Secret Santa broadcast, at like 5:30 in the morning, I got on the McDonald's app and I was like, you know, I'm going to order a bunch of sandwiches for anybody here that wants them. Let me go ahead and put the order in now so they have plenty of time to make the food.
So you can just pick up.
So I can just pick up. So I do that, and then I arrive at McDonald's 15, 20 minutes later, and it takes a long time. The guy comes out and was like, if you came through the drive-thru, I would have told you we were closed. And I was like, oh, I thought this was a 24-hour operation. I didn't know. And then I think it was because he was upset with me because I put in an order for like 20 breakfast sandwiches through the app.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah. I literally used them as a catering service, an impromptu catering service.
Yeah, exactly. So but, that's maybe this guy's, did you go to Taco Bell that morning?
I mean, maybe. I don't know, dude.
I was at Dunkin' this morning, and there's a sign on the Dunkin' that I go to right here on South Boulevard by the station, and it said we'll be closing at 3 today due to a lack of employment.
Wow.
So, but at least it's 3 p.m. I mean, my Dunkin' cutoff is like, you know, noon.
Not to be political, I just remember everybody was like, until when the benefits stop, they'll get back to work, yet they're not.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I know. There's certain people that, but honestly, what you're hoping is that maybe there was employees that worked at Dunkin' before that have found employment somewhere else that they're a little happier with.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Right?
I mean,
it's not that people just aren't showing up.
I can't imagine people are just sitting at home.
So, whatever. We'll figure it all out. Mm. You want to talk about my new family member?
I do want to talk about your new family member. I have tons of questions about your new family member.
Well, let's do it next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I feel like I'm at a basketball game or something.
You're Charlotte Hornets! Come on, man. We have to be up and ready to go in the morning at 6:35.
I love it. I love it.
So I was supposed to get my hair cut by Fly Ty, who works the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 101.9. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Fly Ty and Jacinda. Awesome couple. And so Ty cuts my hair here, and he brings his clippers and does it at the in the office. And he's like, I'll be ready at 11. Well, I had to leave at like 10 after 11 at the latest to go and pick up Ruby. So while I sat here and waited for him, I made some new rejoins.
Oh,
as we
it
call
sounds
them.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
But it took me complete boredom to motivate myself to do some work. I was like, well, I'm done looking at the CVS all morning, so maybe I'll do some work.
And isn't that the truth for every job?
It's no different with ours.
You're like, fine, I'll work, fine.
It takes you 5 minutes to do. I just didn't want to go find everything. Well, my life has just gotten so much more complicated because the Maneys have adopted a new boxer. And I'm so excited, Nicole, that you made me wait to do the adoption process through our friends at the Carolina Boxer Rescue. As you know or may not know, I'm a boxer lover. My family, we had one, Kasia. She passed away in 2018. And then we fostered a boxer.
Yeah, and that
and
was
I was
tough.
In tears over it because the boxer had a very difficult past. Other dogs weren't so nice to her. And she wasn't nice to other dogs, so that one didn't work with us. But everybody at the Carolina Boxer Rescue was like, you will find the right dog. Like, you have no idea how many boxers, specific, come through our organization. And I had basically the boxer that we got is from Virginia. So mm-hmm. they work around surrounding states, too. And sure enough, like Tuesday of last week, I got an email and they were like, this dog is available, Layla. And she was beautiful, tall, skinny, brindle boxer.
How old?
Two,
okay.
Trained.
Great. I think I got Callie at two and trained.
Yeah. So yeah. House trained, which is nice. And then a lot of times when you get a rescue, you guys know or may not know that you don't know the history of the dog. It just shows up and that's it. We didn't know the history with our first foster, Charlotte, but we knew the history of this dog, which is unusual. So that was another good sign. Like, we knew it was good with other dogs. We knew she was really good with kids. So I said to Amanda, I'm like, we can't wait on this.
Yeah.
You know, we have to say yes if we want it. So sure enough, we said yes, and we were next on the list, and we got the dog. And I drove up on Saturday to Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Mayberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut right up 77. Literally drove the entire length of North Carolina from Waxhaw up to almost the state line. Right
there, right there almost to Virginia.
Yeah, right by you. And in fact, the people I bought the dog or adopted the dog from, they're from
Salem, where
Salem,
I grew up,
Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, Roanoke.
I name dropped you, Cindy, and Roy Sr., and they didn't seem to respond. They didn't.
No.
No.
Why would you do Cindy and Roy Sr.? Just Roy.
I think I said Cindy and Roy, but I wanted the listeners to know that I'm talking about your mom and your dad.
I guess I'm confused on why you would name drop my mom and dad and why not me.
Because they still live there, don't they?
They do.
Well, they were more likely your parents'
age.
Yeah,
but I was on the radio. I was, you know, I was.
I did mention you in K92.
Okay. I was about to say.
They acted like they never even knew what K92 was. And I'm like, Roy's lying to me.
My whole resume is a farce.
He never worked on K92, they said. We know that station inside and out.
It's amazing. They never.
Roy told you he worked there? Anyway, so we now have this boxer, Nicole, and. I sent you pictures and I checked in with you. We're so excited. She's a really good girl. This morning was the first time that she had to work my schedule.
Yeah.
So she was sleeping on a, we bought her a giant pillow bed. So she was on the giant pillow bed on the floor this morning and she wanted to go to the bathroom. So I'm back to doing that again.
Yeah.
Well, I took her out to do her business, brought her back up and I was like, all right, now I'm going to shower, but you're going back to bed.
Well, I was about to ask, does she jump up in your bed or does she immediately know not to do that?
Well, she wants to.
Yeah.
And so that broke right away because we didn't want her on the couch. And then Amanda and Dean had her on the couch Saturday. she's tall. She's skinny. We posted pictures at the MRL show on Insta. And she's just so sweet. So she gets whatever she wants. Now, the big thing is that Dean changed her name to Cora from Layla.
Layla to Cora. That's a big change.
Well, yes and no. If you think about it, Layla, Cora, they both, yeah, they have a typical, Cora. Like, they have a, it's not like we changed it from Layla to, you know, I don't know, something without an A.
I went with my dog Carmen to Cali. To Smokey. Yeah, I went from Carmen to Cali because I thought the.
Yeah, and it works.
It works.
She's good. She's good.
So she's responding to Cora?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll drop a Layla in to see if she responds differently. She doesn't. She just responds. Cora, come here, girl. But she's sweet. So the Maneys have now adopted a boxer named Cora, 2 years old. And I she hasn't met anybody outside of our nuclear family. You got to wait a couple days so that she can decompress and get familiar with us. And then I'll introduce her to the neighborhood.
I cannot wait.
We'll have a big reveal.
I can't. I want to come up to your house and just play with her all day.
Yeah, she's awesome. So, all right, we'll do a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you need to take hot girl walks.
What is that?
Everybody, men, women, ugly, hot, it doesn't matter who we are. We need to take a hot girl walk. We'll explain what it is coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Loren will be back with us on Tuesday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. She left out of here Friday for an 11 o'clock flight. Took her and her husband a little baby moon in Nassau. And a non-baby moon, I guess it would be.
What time did she leave here? Because I took an 11 o'clock flight once. And when I tell you, I arrived as they were about to close the door.
Yeah. She jetted out of here like around 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We told her. You know, we played music on Friday. Yeah. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of conversation. Well, we do conversations, but, you know, she'll be back with us tomorrow. But, Roy, we're all interested in what a hot girl walk is and why we all need to take them, regardless of what our gender is and what whether we're hot or not.
It is a positive vibes only stroll. And if you are needing a nice dose of self-esteem, go ahead and buckle in for a hot girl walk.
Yes.
It is 4 miles long. Or about 10,000 steps, you know, depending on how you walk. And a hot girl walk is, it can be done on a treadmill, through a park, down the street, wherever you want, as long as the pace is 3 to 4 miles per hour, which will make you reach your 4 mile, 10,000 steps in about an hour.
Ah, I do that on the treadmill.
And you're only allowed to...
Watch out, bitches.
You're only allowed to think about 3 things. What you're grateful for, your goals and how you're going to achieve them, and how hot you are.
Ah!
Yes.
Is this speaking to you, Nicole?
I was about to say, I think I kind of, well, not about how hot I am, but I kind of do this every day. Like, when I do my dog walks throughout the day, each walk I do, I listen to a 20-minute self-motivating podcast. And I take something from it, and I like think about how I'm going to apply it to my life.
I told my wife, I'm jealous of your self-care. You are always taking care of yourself, doing something, detoxing, fixing something.
Don't be jealous of it, because that means there is a lot of trauma that I'm trying to hide.
Yeah, but at least you're working on it.
I was about to say, I mean,
I'm self-aware
of it. You need motivation every day.
I'm pretty messed up in the head, guys.
Oh, well,
we all are, we Nicole. I mean, come on.
That's why we hired you.
That's why we're doing this job. But that's awesome. Let's post that.
We will post it. If you ever get anything negative that comes in your head, Hug Girl Walks, always pump up the volume and block it out.
I would love for a husband out there to tell the wife today, sorry, I'm going to be a little late for dinner. I got to do me a Hug Girl Walk.
Mm-hmm. You better not. Who is she?
Coming up after 7, we're going to talk about our buddy Roy and who he doesn't want to see at his door at 9:30 p.m. or any later than that.
He came last night. I was not a fan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Discuss next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Loren will be back with us tomorrow. Taking a little day off.
But there's someone that comes to my house that I have beef with.
How often?
You know, I it depends on the person that I have the beef with. They come often, but it depends on who's the person that comes that I have a beef with. And that is delivery drivers.
Get off my lawn.
No, so you're now at the holiday season, and I think these delivery drivers are amazing. They are working all through the night to make sure packages get to where they need to be on time. By all means, I'm grateful. However, I don't like you when you're knocking on my door when you drop off a package at 9:30 at night.
It should just be a...
No, just leave it. You get notifications on your phone nowadays.
Okay, because I was going to say, can I devil's advocate and say at least they're telling you that the package has arrived so there's not a porch pirate issue?
No, you nowadays, every time, one, during the day, if someone knocks on my door uninvited, I get scared. I'm like, who's there?
Rather than move to the door, you hide and move away from the door.
I immediately pull up all my security cameras, and I'm like, who's trying to get in? I don't know why that's...
You're like Walter White.
I don't know why that's me. I don't know why I'm so scared of unexpected strangers knocking at my door. But there is always this moment where...
Well, your fiance's no better.
No, he comes to me. He's like, are you going to go get it?
Oh my God. Meanwhile, it's just like...
It was our neighbor, you know, saying that we left our gate open.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, last night they came, Amazon came, and it was like 9:13 at night. I'm just in bed, getting in that sweet doze off spot, and then boom. They do the knock, and they leave.
I can imagine it's got to be difficult. And by the way, if you're an Amazon driver, can you jump on the phone with us real quick? If you're an Amazon delivery driver, 704-570-9595. Do you have your own personal rule where you won't knock or ring after a certain time? Because clearly at Roy's house, and I imagine there wasn't a light on.
No, well, and see, that's the thing.
I imagine your house is pitch black as of 7:30. All lights are off.
You drive by and you're like, oh, maybe they moved. As you're going to dinner.
Yeah, no, it's 7:45. We're going, it's time to turn in.
No, at my house, I actually keep all the lights on because I'm afraid of burglars. I think that if they think that I'm awake, they won't come in.
Because I do go to bed so early.
I imagine it's got to be difficult, though. See, that's why I want to hear from, even if you're not an Amazon driver, if you're a delivery driver who brings packages, UPS, FedEx, whatever, Amazon, if you are a delivery person, it's got to be difficult to deliver at night because you can't see you don't know what neighborhood you're in for the most part.
Right.
And you can't see the address.
Listen.
You're walking up to a stranger's house to drop off a package.
We got a text here from 704, Roy, don't be such a Karen. There's delivery drivers go through hell and back to deliver these packages on a daily basis. I get it. And I'm not being...
You said that.
I'm not complaining. I'm not being rude to... I'm just talking to you, my radio family, that is a little annoying.
864 says they never knock at my house. I actually wish they would.
Well, let's switch. Take my place.
704 texted in and said that they do deliveries for Amazon. They do daytime deliveries, though, and they knock. 980 says USPS, this is mail, rural carrier here. I don't even knock when I deliver a package. Like Roy said, they'll get notifications.
Yeah.
Did the notifications come through right away as soon as they put it in their little computer that's delivered?
Yeah. And nowadays they take the app has a photo and everything. It's amazing.
I had DoorDash delivered to me. Might have been your DoorDash delivered. Mm-hmm. And the person wanted to take a picture. So I said, well, I'll pose. So I was holding the bag and smiling while they took the picture. Thumbs
up. Funny.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. As usual, I come in to do the show and I'm complaining.
This complaint, though, is a complaint that a lot of people agree with.
Yeah,
828 says it's really bad when an Amazon delivery person comes to your house, knocks on the door, and you have dogs and they bark at night.
So I don't mind. So here's the thing. They came last night, like it was like 9:15, 9:20 or something like that, and they rang the doorbell and left. And that's pretty late. Now, granted, I did have all the lights on, but I keep all the lights on because I think it makes burglars not want to break in.
Here's Anonymous. She works for Amazon Flex. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
So you struggle with finding the homes at night. It's tough being an Amazon Flex driver, isn't it?
Yeah, especially because I'm in Spartanburg, so I'll deliver out in Seneca or Easley, and it's like in the middle of nowhere, so it's really, really pitch dark.
And it's getting dark at 5:30 now, 5:15.
Yes, and that's most of the deliveries that my son and I do is in the evening time, so it's like right where the sun comes down, then it's real, the visibility is horrible.
Is there a policy about ringing the doorbell or knocking?
Well, when you look at your app, you have to look at the notes because some people do not want their doorbell ring or door knocked on to be disturbed.
Oh.
So obviously, we check all the notes for the no-nos because they get really upset. And some of them, like you said, I heard in the radio, will have to take pictures of the packages and then they'll send them a notification that the package is there.
What's Amazon Flex, by the way?
It's pretty much like a 1099. You're your own employee. And
do you have your own vehicle or do you use the Amazon ride?
No, we use our own vehicle.
I think it's Uber for Amazon.
Yeah, and what's nice is you get to do your own schedule.
So okay.
That's so nice.
We get what we want.
Thanks, Anonymous. So if Roy just marks on his app, don't knock, don't ring, that should work.
Correct.
There you go.
Reading their notes.
Yeah. Love this show. We have questions. Y'all have answers.
Yeah. We just put it, and by the way, someone said put a note on your door. That's the old fashioned way. I'll update the app.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Candy.
Hi.
Oh, I love candy. I mean, between Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, all I do is eat candy and get fat.
Who's this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you some questions from surveying the American people. It's a wonderful obligational duty. You do it for your America.
Census Bureau? Okay.
Do you love Christmas time because you can shout, "Don't come in here!" And people assume you're wrapping their presents. Instead, you're just wanting to be left alone.
I do love Christmas. Yeah.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
No.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, my God.
What's Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password?
Excuse me?
That's an interesting password. I was going to say one forest one. Get it?
Okay, you said you're from the Census Bureau?
Yes, you're a Census Bureau. The shovel was a groundbreaking invention, literally. Wouldn't you agree?
The shovel, yes.
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
What?
Because he was outstanding in this field.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little confused.
Candy, I am too, because this furniture store keeps calling me over and over and over, and all I wanted was a one-night stand.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think you're from the Census Bureau. These questions are a little weird, so...
You know what, Candy? I don't think women should be allowed to have kids after 40.
Excuse me?
40 kids is way too many kids, Candy. You can't tell me that you're okay with somebody having 40 kids.
Okay. I think that I should not be talking to you.
Oh, Roy with the dad joke, Senseless.
And you guys done an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren is out today. She's took a quick little vacation without the kids. She has the worst timing when it comes to traveling, though.
She does. We love our Loren. We love the fact that she loves to travel. And I'm actually very happy that she gets to go and do this because she hasn't traveled since the beginning of the pandemic. And when I say the beginning of the pandemic, it literally was declared a pandemic and she still traveled.
For those of you that missed it, there's three separate episodes, including a current episode, where when she travels, something happens. So we'll start now. She traveled to Nassau to go with her husband, just the two of them, to take a quick turnaround trip to the Bahamas. The problem is that as of midnight today, she has to have a negative COVID test of within 24 hours to get back into the country. That changed at midnight. Prior to that, she could have used, since she was only there for 4 days, she could have used her first test as the negative test.
Right.
It was only a 3-day requirement.
Now she had to run and get a test real quick.
And I don't know what time her flight is. And to be honest with you, I don't know if she knows the new rule change because I don't even know if the Bahamas, it's not the Bahamas rule.
Right, it's America's
it's,
rule.
It's yeah. our rule. So yeah. When she gets to the airport or she gets to the country.
What are they going to do, make her sit in the international terminal?
I don't know. Okay, so that's a thing. Then years ago, there was something called Zika. Zika virus.
It was these mosquitoes that carried the Zika virus. And it was really bad in Florida and where it was really hot and humid. And she took a trip to Florida.
So while she's there, Roy and I are on the radio and we look at the NBC News reporter, whoever it was that we watch in here. And they were in the specific county that Loren was in that day. And she's pregnant. And they're talking about how dangerous it could be
for pregnant women. And not only was she that reporter in the same county, she was in the neighborhood next to where Loren was staying.
You can't make it up.
I mean, the reporter from the national news was at the ground zero of the Zika outbreak, and Loren went there to vacation.
And I'm laughing because she has the worst luck. And then, of course, what takes the cake is going to Barcelona, Spain, and coming back. And Barcelona basically shut down right after Loren's flight out. And if you don't remember it, we'll take you back to March 9th, 2020. She comes into the studio, and this is what happened. Listen to this. Well, Loren, you're back after being in Barcelona, traveled internationally, much to the chagrin of a lot of people.
I know.
You chose to go.
I did. And so it was fine.
We've decided to take precaution.
Is that what this hazmat suit is for?
Yes. Quite honestly, yes.
Nah, you guys. They're literally putting on hazmat suits. I was just kidding. I thought you were putting me in a hazmat suit.
Oh, no. We don't play, Loren.
They have these white jumpsuits that they're trying to get into and face masks.
Ugh.
You know, You too.
Don't be offended. It's not you.
It's not you. It's me. You're not even putting that on right.
What am I not putting on right?
Like, you put that mask on the hardest way.
Nicole.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are so funny. Is this why Dr. Sam's coming on later?
Yes, we're preparing. You probably haven't.
Well, we can't be sure.
Oh, my gosh, they're full suits. I thought it was just a jumper.
No, it's a full thing.
Lauren, we can't be too sure if you're not...
Oh my gosh.
So we have full jumpsuits on with the hood and everything.
Hey, did you bring goggles?
No.
Okay, well. Roy is struggling hard.
Safe. She's wearing glasses.
Say, I'll put yours on real quick.
Red, boy, forget it. The bit's over, buddy.
On the main Roy and Lauren morning show, that was March 9th. Producer Nicole reminds us that our bosses made Lauren take off like 7 days before she could come back in. She had to work from home.
After she came in and infected us, she had to go there work from home.
We had full hazmat suits on. And at the time, don't forget, in early, mid-March.
It was funny then.
It was like going to be 6 weeks and then it was going to die out.
No, the country wasn't even closed then. You're it was right. Even before that. We were like... I don't know. I guess we still felt invincible to it. And then next thing you know, like the week later, Trump closed everything down.
Yeah.
It was weird timing.
It was weird. But our poor Lauren, we'll find out. I'm sure there's going to be some story tomorrow about, you know, getting the 24-hour negative test. Also, she texted and said she wants to tell us tomorrow why security was called to her room.
At 5 o'clock in the morning. What happened?
We'll find that out. Make sure you're with us Tuesday morning at 8:05. Of course, if you miss anything, you can use your smart speaker to listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show replay. So many people love the replay. You can grab it wherever you listen to podcasts. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Is the MRL Morning Show with me, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
All right, so...
I thought you were going to sneeze again.
I was, but I put it together like a true professional.
Okay, I was jumping in because I thought that was a mouth open for a sneeze.
It was. I was working through a sneeze attack before we went on the radio. But we got to bring in our friend Mindy. Mindy, you're on with the Mandy Roy and the Rain Morning Show. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know. We saw your DM. Thank you for sending it to us. That's why we wanted to get you on. As a parent, I'm freaked out by what you're about to say, and I think all parents need to listen. So tell us what up.
Yeah. So I have 3 kids, and I used a babysitter. I mean, you know, we all use babysitters. Life happens. You need to go out and do things. And this was one that a neighbor recommended. So I thought even more that this could or should be somebody trustworthy that I could, you know, feel comfortable leaving my kiddos with. And my hubby and I went to dinner, and I wanted to just check in on the kids on their cameras to make sure that they were asleep because it was their bedtime. They should have been in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameras were off.
And it wasn't a malfunction or an electrical issue or something like that.
No, that was the thing, because I freaked out, obviously. I mean, I usually check the cameras, make sure that they're, you know, in bed doing what they should be doing. And I called the sitter, and again, it was my first time using her just to see, like, what was going on and to ask her. And she was like, oh, no, I turned them off. Like, that was intentional. That's not a malfunction.
What did she say the reason was for shutting it off?
That's the part that's so weird. She said to me, I quote, because I was like, I remember it very clearly because I thought it was so weird. I don't want someone to hack in and see what I'm doing on the couch.
What are you doing on the couch?
Right? Like, what the heck does that even mean?
We don't know what she's doing on the couch because we can't hack into the cameras to see it. What a random, strange response. How old was the sitter? Is a sitter a high schooler, out of high school, college?
I mean, I think it was like closer to out of college, basically.
Okay. So mid-20s, early 20s?
Exactly, early 20s. So, you know, she's old enough to seem like she has a head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Did you and the hubby race home?
Yeah, so we were very odded out. We were like, what is happening? We just didn't feel comfortable with it. And when I tried to ask more questions, she didn't really give me more of an answer. She kind of just kept repeating what I shared with you, that I don't want anybody to hack in. I don't want people to see what I'm doing on the couch. So we went home to try and figure out what the heck was going on, and everything seemed fine. The kids were, you know, in bed, and most of them were asleep. But it just, it made no sense to me. And
yeah.
I want to know if other people have had weird issues like this. It really left me feeling uncomfortable.
I mean, we could put that out there. You know, we were talking about this not long ago, Mindy, with Airbnbs, if you remember, how people were turning off homeowners' Airbnb cameras. And I think there's a general consensus that you shouldn't do that. The camera's there for a reason, as long as the camera's not in an inappropriate location.
But the hacking thing is interesting, Roy. You bring up a good point. I remember from that conversation, somebody said that, like, their cameras were showing someone else's, like, bedroom. In fact, somebody, Mindy, said when they put their car in reverse, their in-car camera showed somebody's living room.
What?
Yes, because it was, like, a third-party install.
And it was like Bluetooth or wireless or something.
Like the same frequency with someone else's living room. So the hacking thing is real. And I just don't know. There's a space of we don't know what happened during, and I'm just throwing it out there, 7:45 and 8:30 p.m. or, you know, whenever it is that the cameras were off. You know what I mean? Like, and that's weird. That's weird to me.
Weird.
And the fact that she knew how to shut the cameras off.
Right? And would choose to do that. I feel like it's kind of a violation of somebody's space.
Yeah.
You don't just go in and move things around. It would be like reorganizing someone's space. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. None of it does.
Did she throw the couch away after she said she didn't want anybody to see what she was doing on the couch?
No, it wasn't that extreme. But I did check with the kids. My oldest is about like 7. So I did check in to see what happened in the time frames that the cameras were off and everything. And he said, like, no, they had fun and they were running around and everything. So I don't know. I wanted to at least check. And I would hope if something weird happened that, you know, he would have told me. But it didn't seem like anything did. I'm just not having to sit her back.
Mindy, thanks so much for sharing your story. We appreciate you coming on the Mandy, Roy, and Loren show.
Yeah, of course. I just hope nobody else finds themselves in a weird position like this, rushing home, freaked out like I did, you know?
All right. Well, it worked out okay. The kids were okay. Thanks, Mindy. That is so odd. And I wrote down the response because I thought it was funny. I didn't want anyone to hack in to see what I was doing on the couch.
You know, because I have a camera facing right at me on the couch. And it's literally facing my back door. That's why it's there. And I could care less if somebody sees me eating on the couch. I could care less.
What could she be doing?
I don't know. Like, I sometimes get like a notification, someone's, you know, on your camera. And then I look at it and I look like just a big blob. And I'm like, oh my God, my posture's awful. You know, but I don't care.
It's your couch. It's your personal spot.
Who cares?
All right, here, let's do a 2-prong attack on this. What do you guys think? Do you think anything shady happened with the sitter? We'll take your calls and comments on that for Mindy. Also, what did you come home and find your sitter doing? That's a good question. You hired a sitter. You walked in, and what were they doing, or what did you find out they have done?
704-570-9595.
All right, we'll take your calls and do much more next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, Loren is out today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. She is on vacation, heading back here towards America.
Is it fixed? Oh, Brad, the engineer, is in here working.
I like it when Brad's in here.
Brad hung out in your seat like pretty much all morning on Friday.
I was jealous. I like hanging with Brad.
Brad, the engineer, he's like a character on the Rap Party. If you don't listen to the Rap Party, it's an additional 15, 20 minutes of the MRL show, unfiltered, every day that you get wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know why I love our engineer, Brad? And you know someone like this in your life, too. He's just easy to talk to. It's just easy. You can have nothing to talk about and you'll be fine.
And when he has an issue, you feel bad for him.
Yes.
And that's hard. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people that have issues and I'm like, well, kind of deserved it.
Right.
If you got out in front of it.
Yeah. Like, I told Manny I had to have emergency toe surgery and he's like, what's new? Get over it.
Right.
Right.
It was coming. It had been months since you've been to the doctor. And Brad comes in and he goes, there's something wrong with our phones. By the way, if everybody on hold, you got hung up on, we apologize. It wasn't us. It was us, but the phones went off.
Yeah. Yeah, we were having phone issues.
Anyway, and then he came in and he's like, what wire is this? I don't even know what wire this is. And I'm like, I didn't do it. Well, we just talked to Mindy a little while ago, and Mindy shared a weird story. She said she hired a sitter, went to check in on the camera while her and her husband were out to dinner, and the camera was off. So she called the sitter, and the sitter's like, oh, yeah, I shut the camera off. Why?
Because she was afraid that somebody would hack and see what she was doing on the couch.
That's the quote.
Which is weird. What could you be doing on the couch? I guess making out with some dude or something.
But why would you tell the parents that?
Yeah.
That you're using their house as a hookup pad. So what we want to know from you, and our phones are back up and working. Oh, it's not. Our phones are not working. All right, text us then.
Text us, and then we'll just read it out on the radio.
Text us at 704-570-9595. What did you come home and find the sitter doing? You were surprised to find out the sitter was doing something. We got an awesome text message, and this is why we like you to call rather than text. But now our phones are broken, so we need you to text.
But this is what the text message said. When I was a kid, I woke up to find my older brother and my sister hooking up in the hot tub. It scarred me for life. In which we texted back and said, you mean sitter, right? And then the texter, our listener said, ooh, yes, sitter. the spell check.
You know what, though? The fact that your older brother was hooking up with the sitter is almost as gross as your older brother hooking up with the sister. You know what I mean? Depending on how old the older brother was.
Well, I was about to say, it depends on how old the sitter is and the older brother, but, yeah.
All right, whatever. It sounds like the show's off the rails. Our phones are down, but, damn, I wanted to hear these stories, too, because y'all have funny stories. All right, 704-570-9595. You can text us.
Well, later in the show, we're going to be talking about when you mistexted someone and now you're friends. Well, this listener mistexted us that... Yeah, the older brother and the sister. It will be friends, I don't know.
I can imagine that's very scarring. Are they happy now, married, or what?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about how the sitter shut off the security cameras because she was afraid someone was going to hack and see her. And it's interesting to see people's response because I saw one where... Maybe she was really concerned about, you know, people, burglars and rapists and someone who wants to harm the kids. Which maybe, I think she's hooking up with a dude on the couch. She doesn't want the homeowner to see it.
But why would you tell the parent that? Like, Mindy, the homeowner, and the parent called.
Yeah.
And she could have just said, yeah, I was uncomfortable. I unplugged it. I'll plug it back in. She didn't say that. She goes, I didn't want a hacker to see what I was doing on the couch. Well, what are you doing on the couch? That's the thing.
Right.
828 said she could be a paranoid babysitter. And then we got another one from 704 that says, I just tell her that's not acceptable. Turn them back on. I'll worry about the hackers. They're my kids. And 980 says, my kids stay with the grandparents. You know, we don't use sitters because you don't ever know what's going on. 980 says our sitter had OCD and she was organizing all of our kitchen cabinets and wiping all the already inside of the Tupperware clean.
Okay.
She said, I paid her more because Tupperware is the devil, LOL. It is. Tupperware is impossible to clean. 704 says this wasn't my sitter, but my siblings and I were home alone and the bug man came by.
Oh.
I went upstairs and caught him in my parents' room sniffing mom's underwear. I told my mom and we started using a different company.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Maybe there was a cockroach in that drawer.
No, there wasn't.
We don't ever know.
I remember we had this, call me bougie or whatever you want to call me, but we had this company that came in to clean up Kelly's poop in the backyard, and I just wanted to see what that was. It was like $10.
Sergeant Scooper or something.
Like, yeah, pooperscooper.com or something. So Sterling, I did not tell my fiance they were coming. He calls me in a panic.
Roy, I don't know what to do.
I'm like, okay, what's going on?
There's some white man in the backyard cleaning up Kelly's poop.
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
Yeah, like, why is he here? Like, should I call the police?
I'm like, no, he's doing us a solid. Like, what do you mean? I was like, I paid a company.
You paid for this? How much is this costing? You just go out there and clean it up yourself.
And it turned out to me being in trouble after he was panicked.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Candy.
Hi.
Oh, I love candy. I mean, between Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, all I do is eat candy and get fat.
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you some questions from Surveying the American People. It's a wonderful obligational duty. You do it for your America.
The Census Bureau? Okay.
Do you love Christmas time because you can shout, "Don't come in here!" And people assume you're repping their presence. Instead, you're just wanting to be left alone.
I do love Christmas. Yeah.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
No.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, my God.
What's Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password?
Excuse me?
That's an interesting password. I was going to say 1 Forest 1. Get it?
Okay, you said you're from the Census Bureau?
Yes, you're a Census Bureau. The shovel was a groundbreaking invention, literally. Wouldn't you agree?
The shovel, yes.
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
What?
Because he was outstanding in this field?
Oh my goodness. I'm a little confused.
Candy, I am too, because this furniture store keeps calling me over and over and over, and all I wanted was a one-night stand.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think you're from the Census Bureau. These questions are a little weird, so.
You know what, Candy? I don't think women should be allowed to have kids after 40.
Excuse me?
40 kids is way too many kids, Candy. You can't tell me that you're okay with somebody having 40 kids.
Okay. I think that I should not be talking to you.
Oh, Roy with the dad joke, Senseless.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Loren will be back with us tomorrow. It's weird, as a parent, Roy, with someone in school, when you hear things about what happened in Detroit at Oxford, you start thinking about, God forbid, something happens at your own school. And you have this thought where you go, but it won't happen at our school.
It can't happen at our school.
But the more time goes on, the more you realize that it's possible, and if not likely, that there will be some sort of an incident. And I'm not talking about a full-out tragedy. I'm talking about a gun found or a threat made against your school.
Yeah, and that's happening right now. There's additional officers on scene of Alexander Graham Middle School campus following a recent threat that was spread on Snapchat through Sunday. CMS received reports Sunday evening about a snapshot of a gun being shared by students on social media, including the caption underneath the gun that said, "Stay home on Monday if you want to be safe."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what it said?
Stay home Monday if you want to be safe. And so, of course, CMPD was notified. They're investigating who shared it, who created it. They're on scene trying to figure out who is responsible for sending that photo around. Are you pulling up the news?
That's our old friend Ashley. I went to WCNC to look at the article, and she just started talking.
Oh, yeah. Just loud.
Yeah.
Well, CMS Police Department, they're, of course, investigating, and they were said that please share with your child that sharing a post of this nature has very serious consequences, and we appreciate any information about where this post originated.
What do we do? What do we do? How do we stop this craziness and make schools a safe and, I mean, granted, when I went to school back in the 80s and early 90s, I graduated high school in 93. I mean, people just weren't bringing guns to my suburban high school. It wasn't a thought. We didn't even have a resource officer.
Yeah, I didn't have a resource officer until I went to high school.
So
that's because, like, when people fought, right. They actually got hurt.
Yeah, and that's what it was like, when I was in high school, we'd be like, yo, there's two people are going to go down by the creek and take care of it. And now, like, people are posting pictures. Now, granted, we didn't have the technology back then, but people are posting pictures and all these copycats. Like, what are you doing? Are you trying to get attention? And I understand that a lot of these kids, unfortunately, are hurting. They've been picked on. We know all about that.
Hurt people.
Amen. I mean, we know that from the anti-bullying campaign, Stand Up, Speak Out, that we've been doing with CMS. But it's just crazy to me that it's now it's hit close to home. You know, if you're just joining us, Roy just said was a Snapchat of a gun, a picture of a gun.
It was on Snapchat and went viral amongst students. And it said, stay home on Monday if you want to be safe.
At Alexander Graham Middle School.
There was a lot of parents who didn't send their kids to school today.
Is that true?
Yeah, I saw some social media posts about parents not sending their kids to school. And I don't know why there's this thing of when people fight, they're quick to bring out guns. You know, I don't, I think we can all agree people shouldn't be fighting. But this whole carelessness of life is beyond me. I can't grasp why people have lost the value in life in such a way. I mean, I remember just kind of how you said you go down by the creek to take care of business, and it was just a fist fight. You got your energy out, and you moved on. I remember a police buddy of mine. You know, I used to be a 911 operator, and I used to be a little police cadet. And whenever we'd get a fight in progress call, he would not run lights and sirens. He's like, well, at some point, they're going to get tired, is what he used to say.
Okay.
At some point, they're going to get tired, and then they'll stop. They'll stop on their own. Well, nowadays, a fight could easily turn deadly.
And is this like, are people, this is a middle school where this person shared a picture of a gun right here in Charlotte, Alexander Graham Middle School.
And that's young, middle schoolers.
And CMS put out a statement that said, please share with your child that sharing a post of this nature has very serious consequences, and we appreciate any information about where this post originated from. Please help staff by talking with your students about not reposting threats, but encourage them to share the posts with you and school staff.
I see what they're saying.
Are these people trying to be cool? Like, these kids are like cool, like, yo, we're bringing smoke to school? Like, what?
And the school's also saying, instead of spreading it to create hysteria, bring it to officials so we can take care of the problem. I don't think people are doing that to be cool. I think that there's another very serious issue going on amongst young people. And unfortunately, it's turning to deadly violence.
But why would CMS say, please help staff by talking with your students about not reposting the threats?
Well, I think it's because they don't, instead of creating this massive everyone being scared thing, bring it to the officials so we can, because once it gets spread 80 gazillion times, it's hard to follow the chain.
But why would a student repost it and not tell someone? Like, that's our stand-up. That's our speak-out part of the stand-up speak-out.
I don't know. They probably share it to their friends saying, hey, don't go to school. Be careful. But I also understand what the school's saying. If it's easier to track if they catch it early on.
Yeah.
You know, once you have it shared thousands of times among students in multiple schools, it's hard to figure out where it originally came from.
It's scared now. I mean, it's scary. I'm a parent. I got a third grader. I have a three-year-old who's in preschool, and these kids are going to school during a time that we parents, most of us, are old enough to not remember anything like this. You know, Columbine, unfortunately, in the late 90s was our first example of a mass school shooting. And I don't know what to do. I don't have any answers, and I don't think anybody does. I think there's a way we can help, you know, but you're not going to solve the issue right now. You're not going to solve the issue today.
And we have a text here. This is from 704. It says, what about the parents? I'm on my kids like stink on poop. How are these kids getting their hands on guns? You know, growing up in the South, I had my hands on, like, rifles at a pretty young age because you would use that for hunting, but never a handgun.
Yeah.
A handgun was for 21 and older. It's for personal protection. I don't know how kids are getting guns. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. 980 says, think about it. People are constantly getting bullied. Back when I was a kid, I'd go home and get away from the bullying. But now the bullies are online and at school, too. We know that. We talk about that in our Stand Up Speak Out anti-bullying campaign. And we're going to have to ramp up our program, that's for sure.
I don't even know how to ramp it up.
Because
at some point it requires participation with the students and the parents, right? Like it requires, like there's only so much we can do to say, hey, stand up against bullying, tell someone, address it immediately. It does, I mean, at some point it requires other people to step in and do it.
At some point it's going to hurt your school and it's going to be too late. That's the problem. You got to get out in front of this before it's too late, you know. And the parents out in at Oxford in Detroit, you know, they bought the kid the gun, and then the kid was looking for bullets and ammunition at school. The teacher told the mom, and the mom texted the kid, "Don't get caught, LOL."
Don't get caught.
So that's why the parents are being held responsible as they should.
Is that not a red flag for you that your kid's desperately needing ammunition?
Major red flag. Anyway, we hope everything, we'll keep you updated on everything. We hope everything turns out to be, you know, just a bunch of lies and just some threats that aren't real.
I mean, clearly the police are there and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people didn't hear earlier this morning. I had a new family member to my family. Went and adopted a boxer.
Oh, I was going to mess with him. Be like, 20 pounds and 6 ounces. That's a big boy.
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a big girl.
Her name was Layla. And I say was Layla because Dean, my son, was so sure that we were going to get a boxer puppy. And he had the name already picked after our other boxer, Kasha, passed away a couple years ago. He wants to name the next dog Cora.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby who we brought in, the 2-year-old fur baby, her name is Layla, but she responds to Cora. So I think we're going to keep Cora.
Okay.
I mean, she's a good girl. She's 2. She's skinny. She's a tall, like, eat stuff off the counter tall. It's like having a giraffe in the house.
I noticed how tall and skinny she was. And I didn't know if it's because maybe she was starving or what, you know.
Well, the vet said that female American boxers are taller and skinnier, whereas European female boxers are a little shorter and, you know, heavier.
So I must be European? Is that what you're saying?
You're totally European. I got the Lorena boxers, and then there's the Ua boxers. The model.
That's a good move. Why are you so big, Roy? It's a European thing. You wouldn't understand.
But we got lucky, I guess, this morning when I left for work. You know, this is my first day with the new hours, and she'd only been in the house since Saturday. She jumped up on our bed and, you know, crashed out. But if that's what we have to do for Amanda and the kids to get some sleep for another hour and a half after I leave, then that'll be it.
You know, I was talking with Sterling, my fiance, about this because we've talked about getting another dog. And I think that if I ever get another dog, they would have to be like 2 years old or 3 years old because they may come already house trained and you're not going through that puppy stage.
That's what we're doing.
When they go through that puppy stage, I don't even know how people go to work because your dog needs constant training and constant guidance.
I know the puppies are so cute. Puppies are so cute.
But you have to train them perfectly well when they're a puppy so that they're not a-holes when they're older.
Right, so we got lucky because Cora was trained by a family for a couple of years, then the foster family that she had was really good with her. Yeah. Apparently, if I hang jingle bells from the door, she'll nose the jingle bells to go outside.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. She'll tell you when she has to go to the bathroom.
You know, my dog can call 911. I could teach your dog how to do that. If she knows how to do jingle bells.
I don't know.
You let me know. I'll put that dog phone in the house immediately.
Anyway, people were just asking, so we named the dog Cora. She's 2. There's pictures of our little boxer up. I say little. She's little because she's 2, but she's tall. We'll put him up at kiss951.com and at the MRL show on our Insta. The thing about Cora, too, is that you have to decompress these dogs when they come back from fostering. And it's hard because she's a good girl, and I know she would do really well with, you know, meeting the neighbors and stuff, but there's the 3-3-3 rule.
Mm-hmm.
3 days to just be around your family, 3 weeks before you introduce her to, like, other dogs.
Yeah.
And in 3 months, she should be okay.
Yeah, I didn't follow any of those rules because I didn't know them. When I got my dog, my rescue Callie, I immediately, first day, threw her in the car, took her to PetSmart. Like, that was going to be easy. The dog was practically jumping out at every second, freaking out. Then I had an adoption party with other dogs in which my dog ran for her life the entire time.
Traumatized.
Wouldn't eat a thing for hours. So, no, you're doing right. We got to ease her in because yeah. I threw everything. I took her to Myrtle Beach the second weekend, and she pooped all over the hotel room and freaked out.
And you're like, what's wrong with this dog?
I take her back.
Nothing's wrong with the dog. She's, like, trying to figure out life.
Yeah.
You literally scared the crap out of her.
All right, quick break. We'll do some music here. Engineer Brad's still working on the phones, but you can text us at 704-570-9595. And I want to talk, Nicole, can we talk about your little dilemma? Going in after 9, I think it's important. It's important trying to figure out what you're going to do for the holidays. Going to hang with mom or going to hang with the partner?
Yep.
We'll discuss next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine's out today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. Of course, there'll be a story tomorrow at 8:05. She wants to tell us why security was called to her room at the first night in Nassau, the Bahamas. But we got our wonderful producer, Nicole, here, who we love so much. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Man, oh man, are you going through something that I went through last year? It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's been a stressful morning.
Spending the holidays with who? You know, you've always been spending it with family, but then that serious one comes into your life.
Well, this is more due to other factors versus, like, I'm actually spending the holiday with someone because I'm actually going to be alone on Christmas. But I was supposed to travel to Salt Lake City where my girlfriend is on the 26th, the day after Christmas. So that would allow me plenty of time to do both parents. You gotta split the time up.
Right. Yep. Your parents are divorced.
And then I would fly out the 26th and have that week in Salt Lake City. Well, I knew flights were going to be expensive with the holidays, but I have never seen flights that expensive ever. I'm talking thousands of dollars to where for like
just for one?
Yes. For a round trip, the 26th through the 2nd, the cheapest flight, which was still a 14-hour flight, so multiple stops,
jeez,
was like $2,500.
Okay. So because of that, you have to cut in and basically choose between whether or not you're going to head off to Salt Lake to go see your girlfriend, Jess, or go be with mom. And you've been with mom every Christmas since basically you've been born.
Yeah. And so, And so basically, like, the flight price difference to fly Christmas morning, like very early morning, so there would be no Christmas Day activities with any family, I'm talking a fourth of the price.
Okay. So Nicole asked Roy for our opinion earlier this morning during commercial, and I said, and I'll say it on the air because I'm glad we brought this up, you're 30 years old. Your mom was 30 years old. You need to live a 30-year-old life right now. You don't need to worry about mom being alone. And I know it sounds mean, and I know my mother just passed, but I'm not saying it because I don't have a mom to spend Christmas with this year. I'm saying it because you have to live your 30-year-old life. You do, and it's difficult. So don't ask mom if it's okay. I told Nicole straight up, tell mom this is what I'm doing this year.
But wouldn't you wish you had another Christmas with your mom, and she's now throwing that Christmas away? Trying to pull the heartstrings.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
Where are you spending Christmas this year, Roy?
With my mom.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had another Thanksgiving?
It was a whole thing, though, when you wanted to spend Christmas with your partner, Sterling.
Yeah, so I had to, last year, break the news that we can't do this whole, I got to see his family, too. So I won't be spending Christmas with you, Mom. That's what I told her last year. I told her that at Thanksgiving, by the way. Did not go well.
But it should go well.
No, because like, there's a part where Mom, life. I know, and I think moms know that too, but there's a part of them that, you are always your mom's baby, and they always, you know, they want you to be upstairs and wake up early Christmas morning and run downstairs, and they want that experience to happen every year.
For them.
Not for you.
Right.
But yeah, there has to come a time, and Manny, you were right, that it's just, hey, this is what's happening. That's what I did. Hey, Mom, I'm not coming in. Did my mom handle it great? I don't know if she handled it great. She was sad. I called her one time. She was being dramatic. Like, when we reenacted?
What'd she say?
I called her, and she goes,
hello.
Hey, Mom, what's going on?
You know, I'm just sitting here with these Christmas decorations trying to get them together.
Oh, that's great, Mom. You decorating? That's early. What are you doing?
No, I'm just trying to find a place to put them in the attic because, I might as well not even put up a Christmas tree this year.
Mom, you're not coming.
Why are you not putting up a Christmas tree?
Well, you're not coming, and, you know, your sister, she doesn't come up for Christmas. You know, she stays at her house, and, you know, no one's here going to be looking at the decorations anyway, so why should we put them up?
I just put a giant X on my roof to let Santa know he didn't even need to stop here. What's the difference? Like, Mom, big orange X.
Mom, put your Christmas tree up.
Yeah. What did Mom say when you told her your plan?
Oh, she was completely fine with it.
Good.
And I mean, it's
good.
Not like I still have that whole entire week to, you know, see my mom, see my dad. So it's not like... it's not going to happen at all. It's just going to be different dates. And plus, my girlfriend doesn't even know that I'm coming on that day. She works all day.
You're going to wear a bow?
So I'm just going to figure it out.
What's your mom's name again?
Cindy.
That's my mom's name. Cindy, she's actually calling in. Cindy, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going?
And Nicole's mom, you sound very upset that Nicole's not going to be with you.
No, I'm fine. She can, you know.
You have allergies?
Yeah. She could go be with whoever she wants for Christmas.
I think you did the right thing, Nicole. Don't listen to him.
I love my sweet Nicole.
I'm not listening.
You have to, and this is from Papa Manny, the elder on the show.
Who gave me an air fryer today.
I did. I brought her my old air fryer. Live for yourself, people. Do it for yourself, okay?
Be selfish.
No, it's not being selfish. Oh. It's living your life. Your parents did it at their age.
Yeah.
You need to do it at yours.
Yeah.
Advice from the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Yeah. Take a hop for a walk today, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.